In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. From that moment, the disciple made a place for her, the Blessed Virgin Mary, in his home. That is, he took her among those things which he loved most. Because we say, quite rightly, home is where the heart is. And so Mary became a part of his home, part of where his heart was. His heart dwelt with her, who he accepted as his mother. And this fits beautifully with what we heard in our first reading. Paul tells us that we have received not a spirit of slavery, but a spirit of sonship, which cries out within us, Abba, Father. These beautiful words fill us with such great confidence and such great joy, and witness so wonderfully with such simple language to the greatness of the work that the Lord is accomplishing in us. He has given us the Spirit of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. But Jesus is also the Son of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And the saints tell us that if this Spirit within us, the Spirit of Jesus, cries out, Abba, Father, for Jesus is truly the Son of the Eternal Father, no less does the Spirit of Jesus cry out in us, Mamma. The Spirit addresses Mary with a kind of filial piety as the true mother of the soul, as the one who holds a most important place in our life, who we can say is in a sense the mother of our spiritual life, who gives birth to the image, to the likeness of our Lord Jesus Christ in us. Indeed, Mary with Christ was present at that moment when the Spirit was mightily implored, with the sacrifice of Christ and with him also the sacrifice of Our Lady at Calvary. This sacrifice opened for us the gates of heaven, and Jesus, returning there, sent his Spirit to fill the church. And it's appropriate that this Spirit should work in conjunction with the Blessed Virgin Mary, who herself now is also in heaven, teaching us and guiding us along the ways of holiness and perfection. So when we pray, we must not be afraid of sentiments of a childlike trust towards Our Lady. We must not be afraid to call her Mother. We must not be afraid to try to reproduce even in our own lives the sentiments of Jesus towards the Blessed Virgin Mary. For all of this will merely help to work out our transformation into Christ, our perfecting, our sanctification. And Mary, for her part, will guide us unerringly to the greatest possible holiness and to union with Jesus, her beloved Son, and thus into the bosom of the whole Holy Trinity, we can say, in the happiness of heaven. So let us ask Our Lady indeed to continue her work and to keep us under her motherly mantle, never rejecting us, but always holding us close to her heart, and with her motherly love and with her sweetness, filling us with great charity towards Christ, towards herself, towards God, and in this way fulfilling the work of the Lord in us and bringing us to perfection. May the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of Jesus, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. For us.